Nico Hoerning joined pregame here with Chiefs manager Roberto Espinoza here this weekend against Quad Cities. Thanks for joining us as always. We'll start with last night. It was a lot of emotions yesterday. The Chiefs with a 4-run lead heading into the ninth inning, and then Quad Cities came back, and Jalen Flores had to air it short to extend the game, and moments like that happened, and then Sammy Hernandez picked him up with a walk-off homer in the bottom half of the inning. How would you describe the ninth inning from last night where Peoria finally got the win?
Well, Nico, glad to be here with you. Well, if you remember, the inning started with a play that we didn't execute with a ground ball, turns the four hole, where our first baseman was part of trying to execute the play, part of the process, understand how to play that position. But that's the magic of baseball. That first baseman ended up being the hero of the game with that homer, was Sammy Hernandez.
Sure.
So, but yeah, that's that says about the competitiveness of this the Quad Cities team, the competitiveness of the league, and yeah, that's nice baseball.
There's been a lot that has changed on this roster since the start of the season, but I want to kind of hone in on those two guys that we just talked about. Jalen Flores has been here from the start. So is Sammy Hernandez, who has been here from the start. When you have two guys like that, and the team has displayed it all year long, where there seems to be this kind of pick a guy up mentality. You know, when you see a guy like Flores kind of boot one there, and, you know, it's a tough spot to be, and then Hernandez to pick him up, how does that relationship go on just after the game with guys being able to pick each other up throughout the game?
Well, helps that we ended up
winning
game,
sure.
You know, it's funny you say that because then Jalen came to my office, and I thought that he wanted to talk about it, and he just wanted to say goodnight.
Nice.
You know, but that's exactly what professional baseball should look like. You know, it's I know it's a tough situation, tough play, but in your mind cannot stay in that play. You have to move on and be ready for the next ground ball. That's part of understanding that, yes, that's in the past happens. Obviously, if you ask Jalen, he don't want to make any errors. He's been one of our best defenders throughout the whole year. And honestly, when I saw that ground ball going to him, I say, okay, yeah, we ended the game, was things happens.
Yep.
And well, that happens to him last night. He's saving us multiple times. He's been there for us the whole year, like you say. So answering your question, that's part of the process. Part of the process of understanding that baseball is a game of move on really quick.
One of the most consistent guys on this team. All right, Sammy Hernandez, a guy that was maybe not getting as much playing time at the start of the year. Reinel Rodriguez, one of the top Cardinals prospects, was here to begin the season. Now Sammy's had his opportunities, both defensively and offensively. What have you seen from his progression from the start of the year?
Those are the type of stories that I wish baseball talk up more about it. Because, yes, it's the industry. Yeah, highlight those big names like you mentioned, Reinel Rodriguez. But, yeah, Sammy has been here the whole year, grinding every practice, putting the work every night. And, well, now he got the opportunity and he's ready. That's also part of the learning process. Understand they stay ready for when the opportunity shows up, and the opportunity shows up, and he was ready, and he's been performing. That's what happens in the big leagues too. Get ready, the opportunity is there, and hopefully you're ready to perform.
As a former catcher yourself, what have you seen in Sammy that you maybe didn't exactly expect from the start of the year, whether it's behind the dish or with his swing?
I think it was more about the other names that we have in the roster.
Sure.
You know, it was more about that name, Reinel. You know, it's not a secret. That kid needed to be in the lineup the majority of the time. And, well, that's Sammy is one of those catchers that at his young age, he also got some experience. He's been exposed to winter ball games and down in Puerto Rico. So it's more about the opportunities that a catcher could receive when they have another guy that the industry call it priority players. So it happens. It happens. And the best thing that a player in his situation could do is exactly what he did. Keep working, stay ready. The opportunity will show up. the opportunity shows up, and now you see what he's doing.
Walk-off home run for Hernandez last night. We're talking to
– their homer of the week.
Yes.
He got two early in the week on Tuesday, if I'm right.
Yes.
And, well, he got that one last night.
Yeah, the 10th multi – well, 11th multi-homer game for the Chiefs this year, Sammy Hernandez. Nico Horning here with Chiefs manager Roberto Espinoza. All right, a couple new guys, Andrew Williamson and Caden Ferraro, a couple of Cardinals draft picks that have now joined this Peoria ball club. They've only played one game, I think, so far. But what do you expect from them, and what's the excitement level for those two guys coming here to play some professional ball to finish out the season?
Well, like you say, just one game. I just saw them in one game. I read all our the documents and all the information they are scouting the department sent to us. It's a lot of timing out of those two players. So, and they will see. Finally, hopefully we can see on the field what the papers and what the reports say. And let's see, they're playing tonight. Right now, it's just prepare them for the game and let them do what our scouting department saw.
Sure. Last one for you. It's been a fun year so far. Only a few weeks left of the season. A few guys have moved up. Joiker Fajardo, Tanner Franklin, Ty Pete, Jack Gervich. What are you going to remember most about this team for right now? We still have a few more weeks left, and there's a lot of baseball to be played. But so far, what has stuck out to you about this team this year?
I think the talents they have been through here. Also, you can add the first promotion that we have, Jack Finley.
Sure.
And he's been pitching very well in Springfield. And also, well, our shortstop, Baez. And if you mention Richardson, a kid that, wow, that's another good example, like Sam.
I was just going to say.
So he was prepared. He was prepared for his opportunity. His opportunity shows up, and he's taking the most of that opportunity. Also, guys like Won Bin Cho. So it's the talent. I think the talent they have been through here is impacting the Springfield club right now, which is great. That's
what you want.
That's what minor league is for, you know, try to improve our players and the opportunities up in upper levels. Go there and now perform for them. And hopefully our ball club in San Luis also, they do well, but if they need some help, I'm pretty sure those guys at some point are going to be ready for them.
Chiefs manager Roberto Espinoza, thanks for the time as always.
All right, Nico, anytime, man.